The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. And you can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1AHIII. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1AlvinIII. Please check out my archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio App. And here's what I have for you all today. This is episode 8, Elite Units in the New Paradigm. Again, episode 8, Elite Units in the New Paradigm. This message today is for men who want to live peace, power, and progression in a very primal environment. And I wanted to share my thoughts about this. And again, if I could touch at least just one life with some profound thought, I consider it a win. I do underestimate myself sometimes, and I think it'll be even more profound than that. But this is what I want to talk to y'all about. So I guess the part that I want to start off with is the understanding, even as sophisticated and technologically connected we are, humanity-wise, even in a developed country, we live in a kind of a very primal environment. What I mean about that is we're kind of in a place right now where things are very basic and ruthless and opportunistic at its most core level. There could be many reasons for this. One thing I think is it's not really something new. It's something that's just become more apparent because of behavioral patterns, selfishness, irresistible temptations to some, impulsive attitudes with others. We live in an environment where there's a fair share of people that are seeking only to take full advantage of others for a perpetual state of gain or avoidance of fear or avoidance of responsibility. And this is on different areas and avenues of our life, from the financial world to the relational world to the sexual world. It's very apparent. I think what makes it different is, unlike many generations before us, there wasn't a vast exposure of these common behaviors because we had no information system to share amongst strangers with. And we do now, and we've had it roughly for about 30 years or so through the internet, and it's become more robust, and it's become more detailed, and it's become faster, and it's become just a heavier pipeline of information for us to really see ourselves. It's like a massive mirror. And so what's happened is all the things that used to be done in a hidden way or in a local way amongst the community and the things that people knew about that are, I guess for lack of a better word, degenerative to communities, families, and things like this. Things that are just proven not to really help. They're just things that at best are tolerated and at worst are agitative behaviors and ways in people. Things that people have grown to not manage. Those things now and behavior patterns are exposed due to the internet. And there's always a constant pipeline of these things, of humans being what I would say the lower levels of themselves in society, unmanaged, things like that. And so I wanted to put this together because I wanted to speak to mostly the men who still have a certain heart or consciousness about them and do not like what they see, but they are in an environment that presents both that chaos aspect, but also still great opportunity if they work it with discipline and focus and perspective. And so what happens, or what I've seen just in observing, these men with this consciousness, with this heart, with this focus, with still a genuine character, almost altruistic, they become what I call the food of the environment. They become the sustainers of an environment of people and systems that do not respect nor reciprocate towards them. Some, unfortunately, become almost like martyrs. They take and they take and they take and they take a lot from this society. And because they still have a certain standard, or they fear losing integrity or virtue, they just allow these environments, people, mates to take a constant advantage of them. And this is not good, because even if that man is able to sustain himself in such an opportunistic environment, he becomes a terrible example on both sides, for both the people who are seeking to live with integrity, as well as those who seek to take advantage out of ruthless opportunism. He gives an example that there will always be someone who's going to be the food of the environment, the consumed of the environment. And so I wanted to put information out here in order to help break that up a little bit, which makes me feel fulfilled in living my mission, as I would call myself, a stoic. Seeing situations for what they truly are and finding the most optimal positions in the paradigms that we live in. So that is the reason why I'm talking about how to form an elite unit. If you're a person with a certain consciousness, focus, guidance, vision, you don't have to do this thing alone. What you do is, yes, you cultivate yourself first on the different areas of your life, intellectually, mentally, spiritually, sexually, financially. You know you're going in the right direction when all those key areas of your life are working in concert with each other. And you're having less resistance or challenges, or the challenges that do come, you are able to effectively overcome them if they come by circumstance or if they come through people. And your ability to screen and read people goes up significantly high too. You know when somebody's coming in to help reciprocate in your life, and you know when someone is coming to and sees you as the food, as something to be used and discarded once your use is over. Once you get to that place, your life gets simplified. And once you get to a place where your life is more simplified, you also have a frame of reference of the type of people or allies to look for once you get to that level. Or you can see when somebody's getting close to that level and they just need a few pointers that they can readily apply so that they can be at that level. So you don't shut yourself completely off in a very opportunistic society. Your judgment level, your vetting level just has to go up higher. And you eventually run into other people who are allies who have the same core mission as you to live still a life of a certain consciousness and adaptability, even in the midst of environment that is fairly chaotic. And so once you do that, what you do is you have a unit that helps accelerate and also helps protect what you've developed. And you develop friendships and allyships with people. You slowly roll out things such as perhaps working together on small financial projects to build trust. And also you share information about how to find or how to vet for effective relationships, both business and personal, relational, things like that. And I say the word elite because it is a way of life or a skill set that is above average, habitual, opportunistic living. Just like in the military, there's certain elite units that are so specially and fine-tuned trained. They know their focus on their objective, and they have a skill set to match and meet those objectives. And this is what your elite unit, your crew, is supposed to strive for. Because the stake at it is just a higher level of quality of life that helps you to put aside or to avoid the many pitfalls and traps that the average person who is stuck in impulse and habitual living will get stuck in. And so what also happens too, as you develop your elite unit, you all help each other to accelerate in each area of your life, because you're not just working with one mind anymore. You're working with a concert of minds that are on a certain code. The only other thing that I would want to add as well is, as you do this, you create a certain synergy amongst each other. And it's apparent in the synergy as the lives of each of the individuals improve. And unfortunately, because it is the consolidation of an elite unit in a broader environment, there's not going to be a lot of you together, but it's the being in concert that gives all the individuals in your elite unit more power. And because you live with not just power, but you live with wisdom, and wielding that power, you will be able to sustain it better. And you'll also be able to avoid the pitfalls of being overly exposed or overly in the limelight. You won't be as much of a target. I've always enjoyed being someone who has understanding, and not necessarily having to be the most apparent dominant force in the environment. It's always worked to my advantage. It's always given me perspective. And so that's what I have for you today, elite units. You got to know the environment that you're in, and you have to still be open to finding good allies, and you also have to really trust yourself. The question that comes to mind is, okay, so you do this and you build this, somebody changes their mind. That's always a factor in that, of someone changing their mind, flipping the script, playing a very, very, very good role for a good while when they actually was a different type of person. Always a good thing. But at the same time, you still have your frame of reference, and you're still strong enough to extend levels of trust to people, and also to retract those levels of trust to people if they've proven to not be who they said or portrayed themselves to be. And it's just a part of life. Either this life is going to have its way with you, or you're going to have your way with this life. And in having your way with this life, you're going to choose either to run it in a very ruthless, opportunistic way, or you're going to choose to run it in a way of power with clarity and yet generosity, consideration. And that's the choice of each individual. I personally believe in running it with power, clarity of mind, wisdom, understanding, and yet still having certain boundaries for those who are purely selfish within themselves and opportunistic, because life controls them. They don't control life. This was a little heavy. Think it was a great message. Again, this is AH3 with Real Talk with AH3 on the Bashani Radio app. I will catch you guys another time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.